Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, everybody. Hi, how are you? Glad to have you along on the program today. I'm Scott Hennon, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, riding shotgun here. Hello, everybody.
Hola.
Hola, 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 hola. We have a busy show today. We're going to go to Bitcoin Conference 2022 in a moment here, check in on that. Big announcement there yesterday. The Shark Tank guy, Kevin, what's his name again?
I know Cuban's on there.
Yeah, no, the bald-headed guy. I can't remember his name now. Anyway, he's all bully for North Dakota and in Bitcoin. This guy's an early investor in Bitcoin, and now he's loving up North Dakota. So that was a big big bit of news yesterday. Josh Teagan's going to join
us. O'Leary? Kevin O'Leary?
Kevin O'Leary. There you go.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you very much. Anyway, talk about more about that in a moment. Twins opener's happening today, and we got a crew down at Target Field to get us up to speed on what's happening down there. Big trade yesterday. A little pitching swap. So we'll find out a little bit about the opener and what's happening. Then Senator Kevin Cramer will be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Really encourage you, if you have a question for Senator Cramer, get it in now. Okay? Get it in nice and early so we don't end up stacking up towards the end of the show, which inevitably happens, and then we don't get to everybody. So if we can start right out of the chute with your calls, questions, and comments, they're welcome at 855-200-1776. One thing I want to ask Senator Cramer about is his floor speech this week. We took to the Senate floor and took on the 9,000 lease lie of the Biden administration. And, you know, look, they get by with lying, so they just keep doing it.
Yeah. And they love
saying some version of this. Well, if you oil companies would just use the leases you have, everything would be fine. Now,
exactly.
They assume you're dumb.
Oh, I know. Yep.
Because if I'm, if we're Scott Todd Cavan Oil Company and we get a lease on federal land, number one, and you have an administration that isn't exactly friendly to our industry and wants to shut us down, right?
Mm-hmm.
The business landscape doesn't exactly say, yeah, baby, let's go. But you have permits that have to be approved once you have a lease. So a lease is one thing, and then you say, okay, I'm ready to go. I want to drill on that land. Here's my permit application. Guess what they're doing?
Here we go.
Putting those in the bottom drawer, and we'll get to those in a couple of months here.
Yeah, go figure.
So they're totally lying about this. Why don't you just use the leases you have? But why don't you approve the permits you have? So Senator Cramer's going to take that on today. But any questions, any topics, welcome for him at 855-200-1776. Our first chance to catch up with him since the Republican convention last weekend, too, so we can talk about that.
Isn't it amazing how they manipulate that? And people just go, take out the leases they already got that.
It's the place we live right now. It's the place we live. It's really unbelievable. It is. I can't find the audio for this, but I'm going to read this. We're not going to have a lot of time to flesh this out this hour, maybe with the Senator Cramer we can a little bit. But we've talked about what Florida passed in the way of a law that very simply said, you know what? Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, not the place for sex education, not the place for transgenders. Okay, Kevin has two daddies. It's all right. Not the place, right?
Yes.
And it is essentially a parental rights in education bill. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe Biden's education secretary has ripped this law and is fueling the disinformation about it. Here's what he said. This is what we're up against. This way of thinking is what we currently are doing battle with. This mindset, this ideology, that somehow a common sense piece of legislation that says K through third, not the place. Not the place. You can't teach it. By the way, it doesn't ban dialogue. They like to say it's called don't say gay. It's not true. It says curriculum. You're not going to have a first grade class about you can change your plumbing. You follow me?
Parts is parts.
So here's what, again, the current U.S. Secretary of Education said about that. By signing this bill, Governor DeSantis has chosen to target some of Florida's most vulnerable students and families, all while under the guise of parents' rights. Make no mistake, this is a part of a disturbing and dangerous trend across the country of legislation targeting LGBTQI plus students. What? That acronym's getting longer. Students, educators, and individuals. This comes at a time when we know lesbian, gay, bisexual, and questioning students are 3 to 4 times more likely than non-LGBTQI plus students to report experiencing persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, and even self-harm. Let me ask you, how prevalent do you think that problem is among kindergartners?
Oh, you're making way too much sense right off the
top. This is what they're trying to say.
Yeah, that's way too relevant.
So you should know your federal government's on the job. They're going to be monitoring this law.
Oh, yeah. That's what Jim said, too.
This is a politically charged, harsh law that is putting parents and LGBTQ plus kids in a very difficult, heartbreaking circumstance.
What?
She forgot I.
Yeah.
LGBTQI
plus. And by the way, Q doesn't mean questioning. I thought it meant queer.
Can't we just say L plus? Because then it just means all the acronyms.
I'm out.
Batting letters. Let's just put them all in there.
Run for school board, ladies and gentlemen. Get active in your school's governance.
This is not the school's or the teacher's job.
Before it's too late, do it, do it, do it. I'm going to read this text related to the Bitcoin conversation because we're going to be talking with the North Dakota Department of Commerce's Josh Teagan, who is at the Bitcoin conference in Miami in a few minutes here today. And I'm not going to be able to read this entire text because it's long, but I want to pick up this theme with him. It is fake money. These people need cheap energy to run supercomputers that could actually strip free people of everything they do. Your guest yesterday said Bitcoin is built off algorithms, essentially a credit card, and impossible to manipulate. And information is accessible to anyone. Stop and think about how a corrupt government could, with all your personal purchasing information, could potentially harm you. Scott, we have seen that you bought 2 loaves of bread this week. Your quota was 1 because we are tracking your BMI index. Bitcoin to me is like giving government a possible sledgehammer to track everything you do. I'm sure our governor is all over that one. He was among the first to push the all-personal contact tracing software when COVID hit. Don't be fooled by this fake money Ponzi scheme. Your guest ended yesterday by saying a comment that sticks with me. Paraphrase, who would you rather trust, the algorithms and software or the government? I think they're one and the same. Tell Bitcoin miners to go away. Far from an expert here, I'm a sponge on this topic, trying to learn as much as possible and understand it. But I like DeFi. And DeFi is essentially decentralized finance. Okay? Because right now, the federal government, if I put $10,001 in cash in the bank, I'm now reported to the federal government. They require that of banks. We saw in Canada, for instance, remember the truckers' accounts? Raided by the government. We got your license plate number. We know the truck you own. We're going to shut you down. They can do that now. Big banks hate DeFi. To me, it empowers the little guy. And what Bitcoin mining does is it takes gazillions of numbers. I'm not even exaggerating this time, Todd. Gazillions of numbers. And it assigns Kevin and Todd and anyone else a unique number. And the mining says that's your number, and nobody can crack that code. Unless you say, Kevin says, Kelly, you can have my number. Todd says, Kerry can have the number. I say, Maria can have my number. The kids can. It is actually more secure than what currently exists. That's my understanding of it. But I'm questioning. That's what I'm doing. I'm questioning. Put me in the Q community of questioning whether or not this is something we should...
You're in the Q community? I didn't
know. I am, yeah.
I'm going to stop.
I'm questioning everything, but I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
Hell, I never know what Q's going to mean depending on the sentence or whatever.
I think when we have the ability to control our own destiny on these things, I like that a lot better. I think it empowers the little guy. But again, a vigilant watch to ensue. More after this.
Now you compare monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Join Minnesotans from across the state at the Give It Back Rally, Saturday, April 23rd at the state capitol. It's our surplus. Give it back. Make your voice heard on Saturday, April 23rd at 11 a.m. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
This Friday, I would make today the day that you find yourself some MyPillow Giza dream sheets. Todd, is that not something when you slide into the old My Giza dream sheets from MyPillow? Kev? Oh, I'm telling you what. And right now, lowest price ever They're $39.99 when you use my promo code Scott. $39.99 for a set of MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. And normally $99.98. MyPillow six-piece towel set, normally $109.99. Same deal. 60% off. We haven't talked about the robes for a while, but the robes are the real deal, too. All kinds of sizes, all kinds of colors. The big box stores cancel them. The banks cancel them. All the shopping channels say, no, we don't like you because you say things we don't agree with. Welcome to America Today. This is why we got to stand up and say, hey, we're for Mike. Slippers half off, pillows, pillowcases, mattress toppers, sleepwear, they got it all. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. No Josh yet?
Nope. Left him a message.
All right.
It's a busy conference.
I hear you. How a big game, James?
I couldn't. Is he there? Is James there?
I see him. I see him live at Target Field there. Big smiling face there.
Oh, on the yard.
He's on the yard.
Want to see him on now?
He's out on the yard, sure.
All right, there he is.
We'll swap things around here a little bit. Target Field, the site of the home opener today for the Minnesota Twins this afternoon, and we couldn't wait. We put our big game James McCarty to work today.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey, man, you know, I'm just enjoying it. You can probably see the sun is shining. The Lord, good Lord out there, man. God, he's doing some work for us. He pushed back opening day one day for the Twins, but I think with how the sun is shining today, I think it's well worth it.
There you go. We got it here, too. The sun is shining. It's beautiful. I love it. And we're due for a little vitamin D here, for crying out loud. So what's the buzz? What's happening down there?
Oh, man, when you're looking at it, I mean, just all kinds of things. They had the breakfast this morning when they had fans coming in. It was really cool to see that, being able to get the interactions with some fans, some different personnel from around the team, all kinds of different things of that. I mean, we had the president, Steve Hallstrom. He couldn't contain himself. He had to go run around, and he was trying to avoid getting hit by a car this morning. I mean, he was hanging out, rocking and rolling. He was walking alongside one at one point. It was kind of funny trying to get some of these interviews and cuts and talking with people that were having this exciting time this morning. And I'm just kind of bummed you guys aren't here in person because, man, I think you guys are missing out, truly. Target Field is so beautiful. Even though it's a little chilly outside, they put us in the press box right now. So it's very comfortable, and it'll warm up a little bit later, I think.
And you betcha, Steve Hallstrom. He's man on the street right now, out there.
Right. So tell me your name and where you're from.
Laura Capiello. I'm from Medina.
All right, and you're coming by the Twin Stadium. They're giving away free breakfast. You guys can go. We can walk. So tell me a little bit about the fun of coming by here today.
Well, we've been season ticket holders for a while. We've loved the Twins since I was kids, he was kids, and just passing it along to our kids.
So are you, like, taking the kids to school or daycare or whatever, or you just taking the day off and coming here?
I took the day off. We're doing the whole family thing all day.
So you'll be back for the game later today, too, then?
Yep, exactly.
All right, great. Well, have a good day, and go Twins, right?
Go Twins!
Tell me your name and where you're from.
I'm Will Jones from Hopkins, Minnesota.
All right, Will, so it's pretty early. It's still pretty cold out here. What brought you by so early today?
You know, we work nearby, and it's nice and cold out, and it's kind of the perfect environment for a Twins fan.
So there's free coffee out here and some free breakfast is a good thing. Are you a big fan? Do you go to some games at all?
You know, I try to hit at least one or two games a season. I'm not the biggest fan, but I think being in Minnesota, you have to be bleed red, white, blue Twins.
All right. Well, hey, have a good day, and thanks for visiting for a little bit.
You.
Tell me your name and where you're from.
My name's Haley. I'm from Rochester.
Oh, hey, Haley. So you live in the Twin Cities now,
yeah.
Originally from Rochester. Yeah. But Twins baseball is a pretty big deal wherever, right? You got a lot of Twins fans back home?
Quite a few, yeah, and it's just fun to come up here for the summer, you know, enjoy the beautiful Target Field Stadium, so, yeah.
Pretty cool the Twins to do all this stuff, right? I mean, what do you enjoy most about this little party on the plaza?
I just think it showcases, like, the community aspect of the Twins, just bringing everyone around and having a good time, especially in the cold, so.
How do you think they're going to do?
Not the person to ask for that.
You're not a big baseball expert?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Do you have a favorite player or anything like that? Or you just heard there was free coffee?
There was free coffee, so I was here.
All right, well, you guys have a good day and enjoy it. Thanks for coming out, and thanks for talking with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a
good one. Who got the better end of this deal? Hallstrom outside talking to fans. Sounds like a party. It's 9 in the morning, for crying out loud. The game doesn't even start till 3, and they have a great time. And James, you're sunshine or not, you're stuck in the press box. I don't know, that sounds like more fun to me for Hallstrom out there.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, when he was out there, he was out there at like 6:30 this morning talking with fans. I've just been trickling in all morning and having this excitement. I was at the stadium at about 5:30, and all I saw was just different personnel from the Twins running back and forth, getting the breakfast stuff ready, getting the hats ready, getting the candy bars, people like me that enjoy that, and, of course, the jerseys, everything like that, getting the gift shop ready to rock and roll. But, yeah, man, we're looking at it. We're about 6 hours out from first pitch still, but, man, they're cutting the grass right now, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful sight, and I just cannot wait for first pitch. My first time actually truly here for opening day, so that's pretty cool.
You know, I wrote a column about this that'll be in the Forum newspapers tomorrow. I have memories of the Twins as just a little shaver. You know, my dad was the biggest fan ever. First as the Millers, and then later the Twins. You know, I was born 64. Twins came, what, 61, I think?
Yes, it came. There were Senators
and came over. Yep. And I refuse to let the wokeness of the Players Union and Major League Baseball, the whole dumb thing with Atlanta, all the stupid stuff, I don't let them rob that from me.
Right.
Because this is a special day.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna punish the Minnesota Twins and all that history because some dumb Players Union woke, you know, folks that are in, or Major League Baseball suits. Kind of the same thing with NFL. Just, you know, forget about it. You got to enjoy the day. You got to soak it all in. Right, James?
Yeah, definitely. When you're looking at it from that aspect, that's one thing. If you just kind of take out the whole aspect of the big corporation as a whole, you go towards the actual team itself, towards the local team, it just makes it a lot more enjoyable for you. It's a lot better as a team and as a fan. And when you're looking at the Twins making so many moves this offseason, because they had a lockout up until what, about 5 weeks ago. So, I mean, they had a shortened actual spring training, trying to get guys into the field, trying to get guys over to spring training, trying to get them all acclimated to the new team. I mean, guys from Carlos Correa to Gary Sanchez, Gio Urshela and company, as you know what, they've only been face-to-face with the team for about the last 4 weeks, trying to see how they're going to be able to integrate themselves in, try and be successful, and really try and bring the Twins back to the postseason and try and break this drought of, what are we at, 19 years now, I believe, of not winning a playoff game. The Twins, they're going to break it this year. I'm calling it. They just have to.
Dude, how big of a difference is Correa going to make, in your estimation?
As long as he stays healthy and on the field, like the impact that we can get from Byron Buxton, he's on the field, and it's going to electrify this team if Carlos Correa is able to be healthy and do what he does. We've seen him the last 6 years in Houston, what he was able to do, bring a team from worst to first. I mean, the Twins have done that twice in their career. Were 86 and 90. They were last in the division. They ended up winning the World Series afterwards. Well, before he came to the big leagues, Houston was awful. They were horrendous, a terrible team, and he helped lead them to a World Series appearance, win one a couple years later, and he just brings this little bit of confidence and enthusiasm and all these different types of things that goes much beyond just the impact he makes on the field. He's a clubhouse guy. He said it's Byron Buxton.
Healthy is the key word there.
Yeah, healthy. And he can't control that, but they got a great plan. Thanks, Big Game James. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress on Thursday voted to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and ban the importation of its oil because of the invasion in Ukraine. President Biden is expected to sign the measure, which the Senate passed 100-0. White House officials and Democrat lawmakers celebrated Thursday's historic confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court.
It's considered made and laid upon the table. And the president will immediately be notified.
Madam President, very happily, I note the absence of a quorum.
The average U.S. life expectancy has fallen by more than 2 years between 2020 and 2021. The study was done by the University of Colorado Boulder. There was a historically high drop in estimated life expectancy in 2020, from about 78.9 years to 77 years, a fall of almost 2 years since the pandemic started. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
The Lenten specials are good stuff today. PetroServe USA. Let me expand on that a little bit. I'll get your mouth watering here. It's Friday. They do baked cod and pollock filet in Glendon. They have fish and fries in Valley City. Two-piece fish fry basket in Harwood. And fish sandwiches in West Main Avenue, West Fargo location of PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Fish sandwich, 12th Avenue and I-29, NP Avenue as well. So there you go. Meatballs in Euland today too, as well as the fish sandwich in Euland. And stuffed cabbage rolls in Valley City. There you go.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I think I think Glendon gets the prize though. Pollock filet.
Yeah.
Baked cod. Woo! That's the kind of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience you get from PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, we continue on What's on Your Mind. We do have Josh Teagan joining us today from Bitcoin 2022 from the North Dakota Department of Commerce. Well represented there, and yesterday connected up with Kevin O'Leary, who's loving him a little North Dakota. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me again.
You bet. So tell us about this Kevin O'Leary. He's got a state crush. You've heard of a man crush. This is a state crush. He sees North Dakota as playing an important role in this. Kevin O'Leary, of course, from Shark Tank, and fairly well-known in the investor. Already had some connections to North Dakota with an investment, but I heard him yesterday just singing the praises of North Dakota. That made you feel good, huh, Josh?
Yeah, it certainly does. So Kevin gave a keynote presentation on Wednesday talking about how we thought the future of Bitcoin mining was hydroelectricity. And he mentioned, you know, all the federal dams that exist throughout the United States that just never installed any turbines to generate electricity. So later on in the day, I saw him in the lunch line, and I walked up to him. I said, you know, hey, I'm from North Dakota. We've got a federal dam as well, but we actually generate 500-plus megawatts of electricity out of it. And from there, he said, we need to talk more. We got connected with his team. We went to dinner with them and then continued the discussion yesterday. And yesterday on Chris Berg's show, he, you know, talked about a $2 to $3 billion investment in North Dakota, probably as the tip of the iceberg.
Well, that went from 0 to 50 in a hurry, didn't it? Lunch line to $2 to $3 billion investment. I like that.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It's kind of a whirlwind after it all happened. I actually had already left the lunchroom and went back to get Shaden, my partner out here, a cookie. And just stopped by, started talking to Kevin, and within 24 hours, we had $2 to $3 billion worth of projects for North Dakota. So that's pretty cool. Definitely helps justify us being down here and shows the importance of being front and center in events like this.
the power of a cookie, too, is what it shows.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I'll get you a cookie. Whoa!
The most expensive chocolate chip cookie on the planet right now.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, when you talk about crypto mining and being clean, and of course, this is what he's talking about, right? We've got a problem here. If we don't find a clean way to mine this, this is going to be a target, is what essentially O'Leary is saying. That's why he liked hydropower. But, you know, hydropower obviously would be clean, and we do it, as you say, already in North Dakota. But there's other definitions of clean mining that can come from North Dakota, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, clean is defined differently by different people with different investor pressures or shareholder pressures. Private companies, a lot of them, you know, crypto mining can help make our coal industries more resilient. You know, that off-peak power in the nighttime, where you have a facility like Coal Creek that goes from 1,200 megawatts maybe down to 200. There's tons of idle asset there that we can monetize with mining. And given the carbon capture and sequestration that exists within the state, we can probably do that cleaner with coal electrons than anywhere else on the planet. Same thing goes for, you know, burning natural gas with carbon capture and sequestration. Wind, solar, and hydro have kind of gotten a lot of the press when it comes to clean, but I think we can be, you know, from a carbon impact, just as clean with our natural gas, and certainly we have plenty of wind, and we also have some hydro as well. So North Dakota's energy grid system is very diverse and very reliable and resilient. We have pretty much whatever source of power an investor is looking for.
It is a space that I think either scares the living daylights out of some people, or, you know, they're just like in their infancy learning about it, or you're just totally bully for it. There seems like there's very little in between. You know, just see the future, love it, or hate it, very worried about it. Let me share some of the comments that have come and have you address this a little bit. Tell the folks from the Bitcoin conference, what are they going to do when the government doesn't allow them access to the digital funds? You know, a lot of concerns over how government would now control this. What about that, Josh?
Yeah, no, we hear concerns all the time. And listen, I was a Bitcoin naysayer for a long time. And Kevin O'Leary actually talks about how he was as well. He was a skeptic. He said, no way. And then it seems like the more research people do, the more they actually understand it. It flips them to the other side of that fence. And I think you're spot on with there's very little middle ground. You're either staunchly opposed or you're fanatically for. So it's a polarizing issue. When it comes to government control, you know, the beautiful thing about Bitcoin is it is really decentralized. It's not owned by anyone. It's not controlled by anyone, which means, you know, like fiat currency, governments control that. We don't have any say whether they print more money or don't. With Bitcoin, it's completely outside the control of governments. Now, there's some governments that have been proactive in terms of adopting it as legal tender. Countries like El Salvador, now Mexico. There was a senator here yesterday who's talking about legislation for adoption there. I think you're going to see more and more countries actually adopting it than banning it. And as long as there's a global marketplace for it, there's always going to be a market for Bitcoin. Even if, you know, one day the U.S. says, we're going to ban this, there's going to be markets for that currency throughout the rest of the world. And so I don't see a inherent macro risk that this could just be banned at a world scale and now there's no market for it. I think we're past that stage.
Texter says, isn't digital currency a move to remove the U.S. dollar as a world currency and then we will be removed as the global leader?
Another very fair point, and I actually disagree. I think the U.S. dollar and Bitcoin need to exist alongside of one another. I don't think one necessarily displaces the other. Bitcoin is far more valuable as a store of value right now than it is a true currency, so it's far more similar to a gold than it is the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. dollar and Bitcoin living, you know, side by side is actually better for the global economy. And I think it helps keep the, you know, nation states of the world in check to know that they need to be responsible with their monetary policy, or there is an alternative option. If all currency in the world is controlled by governments, there's not a lot of check and balance for them to not make reckless decisions based on political motives.
Texter says, some are saying crypto isn't real money. Well, I don't know. I get about $400 a week off my little mining operation. I cash it into my bank account. It spends the same as any other money, so it's real money to me. This is happening in North Dakota right now. I know you've talked about the big multi-billion dollar operations that are setting up, but there's already Bitcoin mining going on in North Dakota right now, correct?
There's tons of Bitcoin mining happening throughout North Dakota, throughout the world. There's big industrial ones all the way down to people that have small miners in their basement. And you're absolutely right. It transacts just like the U.S. dollar does right now. And there was an announcement yesterday from a speaker that has basically said now at over, I think it's 40,000 retail locations like Starbucks, McDonald's, various, you know, retail stores, you can now just transact with Bitcoin like you would the U.S. dollar. Now, that was just an announcement yesterday. So it certainly has value, transacts like U.S. dollars, and has a lot of other intangible benefits as well.
Texter says, I've been listening to podcasts and shows almost daily for the last half a year on Bitcoin and DeFi and blockchain technologies. This technology is as revolutionary as the printing press, and if it's not squashed, will be one of the great equalizers for the human race in all of history, in my opinion. There's a good example of two polar opposite opinions, but what do you think about that?
All right.
Yeah, exactly. You see those polar opposites for sure, and I would agree. I think what we're seeing from an adoption rate perspective is similar to the internet in the late 90s. So you're hearing buzz around it, but it certainly has a long ways to go. And the beautiful thing about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, it doesn't discriminate. It's not controlled by anyone. It's not owned by anyone. It is the great equalizer that essentially puts power back into citizens and not in the hands of politicians throughout the world. And that's really the first time since the monetary system was invented that the power is actually rested with citizens and not elected officials.
Texter asked, is there a website you could recommend a person could go to and read up on how this Bitcoin is mined and creates value? Because I cannot touch or see Bitcoin. It reminds me a lot of the climate change argument. Can't see it, can't touch it, but just believe it. Any resources you'd suggest, Josh?
Yeah, there's a variety of, you know, podcasts and people out there that are educating in the space. You know, the most notable one is a man named Michael Saylor, who is the CEO of a company called MicroStrategies. MicroStrategies is a publicly traded company, and they decided that they were going to actually take Bitcoin and put it on their balance sheet because they saw more value in that than keeping the U.S. dollar on their balance sheet. So he actually turned $250 million of Bitcoin into $6 billion, but just by doing that. So anything by Michael Saylor, Mike Novogratz, there's a variety of people out there. If you just search for Bitcoin podcasts or Bitcoin education, you'll find a lot of content out there. And that's usually what converts people from the naysayers to the fanatics, is just a little bit of research. And once people understand it, there's very few naysayers after they've done research.
We've been doing a podcast, Chris Berg and I, called Sound DeFi. And again, as someone that is just like very curious about it and asking a lot of questions, it's fascinating what you learn. Of all of the places this could touch, example, if you're able to credential data and you only let somebody see your data that you want to, your pool of buyers now goes from like a stock market where it's controlled by Wall Street to really decentralized finance that anybody could buy your assets. Anywhere, it's private market assets in the decentralized finance. It is fascinating to me, and again, I'm learning. I'm keeping an open mind on it. More with our guest from Bitcoin 2022, Josh Tegan. After this, don't go away.
It's the biggest war in Europe since World War II, and Newsmax is covering it all. The lead host at another news network says America started this war, and that we shouldn't help Ukraine. He's wrong. Newsmax supports Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom, and we're covering it around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. So get the latest on Putin's war and the truth about Joe Biden tonight, starting with Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith on Spicer & Company. Millions are tuning in to watch Spicer & Company. Find Newsmax on every major cable system and streaming platform. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone right now to watch. And make sure you get breaking news from Newsmax.com. Newsmax.com. Breaking news 24/7. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too. Start watching today.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Patriot Mobile. You find yourself just absolutely going crazy, turning on the news, feeling hopeless, open borders, inflation, mandates, the list goes on, right? Spending gone crazy. There's something you actually can do about it. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together now more than ever. One company that stands with you and has been since 2012, Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They have broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers, so the coverage is the same. They have plans to fit any budget, and they have a 100% U.S.-based customer support team, exceptional customer service. You ever been on hold forever and have trouble just sort of getting just the simplest answers from your wireless? That doesn't happen at Patriot Mobile. And they support organizations that are fighting for religious freedom, for constitutional rights, for sanctity of life. Our veteran and first responder heroes, too. Find out more at patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Back with Josh Teagan. Josh is the director of the Economic Development and Finance Division, the Department of Commerce in North Dakota, represented this week in Miami at Bitcoin 2022. And this conference is attracting people from all across the world, right? This conference is a big deal. People in this space from all over the place that are there that you're at, right, Josh?
That's correct. I believe there's about 30,000 people here all over the world. I've got people from, you know, El Salvador, Dubai, London, Costa Rica. It's been great. I think it's over double the size that it was last year, and I think last year was double the size from the year before. So it's pretty much doubling in size, it seems like, every year, and it's pretty interesting to be here.
I was at a conference in Miami not long ago for a client of ours, Invenium, and they are all about private market asset credentialing data, and met a gentleman from Cushman Wakefield, which is a mega, you know, real estate entity in the United States. And what I found fascinating from him, I'm like, okay, why are you here? And he goes, well, I'm trying to figure that out. But he said, literally 6 months ago, this wasn't on our radar. Cushman Wakefield wasn't thinking about how do we take private market asset data and tokenize them and allow trading to open us up. You know, maybe instead of appraisals every year, we do appraisals every month. You know, so this is all happening so fast. You mentioned something earlier, Josh, related to the rate of change that came as a result of the Internet. This does feel very much the same way.
I have a kind of a common man question for you, Josh, or whoever can answer it. So would the future hold that we would get paid in Bitcoin? I mean, our paychecks would come to our bank account in the Bitcoin world, and then that's what I'm kind of like. I'm like,
that's
okay.
Happening now, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah, it's happening now. So it's actually the mayor of Miami, where we are today, he gets paid in Bitcoin. I believe the mayor of New York does as well.
Wow.
Spent some time yesterday with Aaron Rodgers, Serena Williams, and Odell Beckham Jr., and they get paid in Bitcoin as well. So it's certainly starting to happen more and more. Right now, it's a little bit of a workaround. You know, they're essentially paid in U.S. dollars and convert to Bitcoin, but you're starting to see system set up for major public companies, government employees, people like that to get paid directly in Bitcoin.
And they're doing it largely to bring some awareness to it. But
sure.
So I don't think it's
their investment.
This is happening. Chris and Dickinson, question for our guests, Josh Teagan from the Department of Commerce in North Dakota, Bitcoin 2022 in Miami. Go ahead, Chris.
Question: the UK announced yesterday that they're regulating stable coins and Bitcoin is going to be next. What's to stop the U.S. government from regulating and centralizing Bitcoin? That's my only holdup about it. I'll hang up unless you reply. Thank you.
Yeah, so I appreciate the question. And in terms of regulating Bitcoin, I think regulation can actually be a good thing, because if the SEC, you know, decides to regulate it and put guardrails around it, then institutional capital is then able to flow into the space. Right now, there's trillions of dollars in institutional capital that own zero Bitcoin because there are no regulations about it. In terms of the U.S. government centralizing and controlling it, with the way the blockchain technology works, it's not possible to do that. They could put regulations around it, which would then enable institutional capital, and I believe actually may not be the worst thing in the world. But in terms of centralizing and controlling it, there's no way for any government, the U.S. or otherwise, to actually accomplish that.
Another quick question here from Lori and Dickinson. Go ahead, Lori.
Yeah, I was on hold and heard the previous caller asking what I think is the same question. I heard Pocahontas talking a while back about needing to look into Bitcoin and making them pay their fair share since they're not taxed or regulated. So that was my only concern, too, in being able to access and then having them try to take it over and destroy it like everything else.
All right. Just short answer here because we're running against the clock, Josh.
Yeah, essentially, you know, Bitcoin, is it classified as a security, as an asset, as currency? How we define that changes, you know, how the regulations happen, and that's what the SEC and the regulatory bodies are looking into right now.
It's a space to learn, and just soak up as much information, find sources you trust. I think in this day and age, you got to question everything. So I love that about North Dakotans being, wait a minute here, and asking the right questions, and I think that's important to do. I see some signs of exactly what we want, and that is less control by the government in it, but you got to watch it close. Josh, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Good work down there in Miami. More coming up, folks.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology that offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.